Okay, today is Daf Kuf Lamed Ches. We are on Kuf Lamed Zayin Amid Beis, the fourth line from the bottom. New topic, really. Amar Rehuda Mar Shmuel. Rehuda says, in the name of Shmuel, Hakosev Nechasav La'acher, if you write over your things for someone else, in other words, you want to give a gift to somebody else. Okay? V'amar, and the recipient says, V'amar Halah, and the recipient says, E'ef Shibahen, I don't want them. Not interested, thank you, but no thank you. Kana, the guy still gets it. He's still kona it. Why? Because just verbally declaring, I don't want it, doesn't do anything. He took it, he made a kinyan, just like everything in your house. I don't, your wife comes home, what do you think of this vase? I don't like it. So therefore, that you said that, now what? Now you don't own the vase? Sitting in your living room. Of course you own it. Just because you said I don't want it in here, doesn't change the halacha, doesn't change the status.
Who said he made a kinyan?
Well, we're assuming that. Right? First of all, what are we talking about here? Are we talking about a shchiv meira? Are we talking about a healthy person? So everybody says we're talking about a shchiv meira. Shchiv meira, what?
Why does it make a difference?
It makes a big difference, because a healthy person has to be a kinyan.
Yeah,
shchiv meira. I'm writing everything, here you go, hey, it's all yours. He says, oh, I don't want it.
But he didn't say everything.
What? So the Rashbam, look at the bottom line of the Rashbam. Hakos is the chaz of la'acher. Look, I see it on kol. Don't read kol. Why? Because if it would say kol, it would be talking about a shchiv meira. Why? Because all the time a shchiv meira give gifts that work under the lenient rules of shchiv meira is if you give them all. You leave over something for yourself that you don't think you're dying. What are you leaving it over for? You're not taking it with you. What are you leaving it over for? If you leave something over, then the rules of shchiv meira don't work. So the Rashbam says, we're not talking about a shchiv meira. It doesn't say that. They interpret the what was it here? The Gedulei Shmuel says, when we die from the Rashbam, we must be talking about a healthy person. Otherwise, I already even mentioned that. But it's not relevant. Right? Everybody else is not talking about a shchiv meira. Okay. Amar, not only that, Vafilu Omer Vitzaveach, he's standing there, he's shouting, he's crying. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lokana, doesn't work. Lokana, there's no Kenyan. Why? Doesn't want it. Can't force somebody to take a gift. Can't force somebody. Amar Rabbi Mamo Velo Pligi. They're not arguing. They're not even arguing. Here's what's going on. Kan, when did Rabbi Yochanan say you're not Kona? Bitzoveach Meikara. You're protesting all along. You can't force, no one argues on that. You can't force somebody to accept a gift. You can't do that. Kan, Shmuel's talking about Beshozik Meikara. You took it. Now a little bit soft, Tzaveach. Now I don't want. Now it's too late. I'm sitting in your living room. You can't disown something. Right? You can't disown something. Like I said, your wife comes home. What do you think of that? I bought a new set of dishes. So I don't like them. Get them out of here. Now that you said that, now what? Now they don't belong to you. They're sitting in your closet. They belong to you. Look at the top Rashbam. Metchila, in the beginning, Kishim Masar Lo Ze'es Hashtar. When you gave over the shtar, I called you in, the guy's on his deathbed, the shchiv meira. He calls in his buddy, and he says, look what I did, I wrote a shtar for you. V'tzavach. And the guy says, no, thank you, I'm not interested. Hilkach, therefore, lo kana. There's no kinyan. She'ein mezakin lola adam bal karcho. You can't force somebody against his will. Right? Dichsiv, dichov hu lo. Dichov. Dichsiv, like it says, sonos matonos yichya. The Rashash said, chov? Getting $1 million is chov? What does he mean by that? What does Rashash mean by that? It's a chov? It's a detriment? Yeah.
You don't want to take a favor.
Right, so he's explaining, right. So Rashash's response is not a chov. The Rashash is explaining, why would somebody refuse $1 million? Why would somebody do that? The answer is, subjectively, in his mind, he'd rather not be a person who accepts gifts. The pasuk does say, "Sonos matanos yichya," right? It's not a chov, but that's what he meant to say, right? Because I'm reading Be'el Trefes, if I know saying atzmo, lo takzir lo. Now where does it go? The question is, where does it go now? The shimra calls over his body. Says, I wrote a shtar for you. No, I'm not interested. Thank you. Now where does it go? According to the Rashbam, if I know saying atzmo lo takzir, he doesn't get it back. The shimra does not get it back. Why? Because Shema Salik Atzmo Mehem, he already divested himself from all this stuff. The Elahefkerim, V'chol HaMachzik Behen, Zocha Behen. Whoever grabs it now gets that shtar.
Why should that be?
What?
Because the truth is being that the other guy didn't want it and never went to him. So why should it be like?
Because that's what the Rosh Hashanah is saying. Keep reading. Kidamina bekrisis betchilas parak hamevi asham toloi amar Rish Lakish. It's Rish Lakish Shita. Hano say matana lechaveiro. If you give a gift to a friend, I don't want it. Call avachzik bazachaba. Whoever grabs it gets it. Why? Because the giver doesn't get it back. He divested it. You didn't want it? Someone else is going to grab it. Right? Doesn't go back to the giver. That's what the Rashbam says. It's pshat over here. The gigantic Tosfos, with all due respect, decides to disagree. And he says it's not true. It's a very complicated Tosfos. Just one thing I wanted to point out to you. Look at the last skinny line of Tosfos. See the last skinny line? The ode. Read that one. What is it? The ode, kasha, laharav rav. What's the next word?
Peter.
Yes. You had Peter once? You had Rav Peter in the Tosfos? You ever saw Rav Peter? Right there. As a matter of fact, in this week's Parsha Shemos, so we know that there were three reasons why the Bnei Yisrael were redeemed from Mitzrayim. One of them is they didn't change their names. Right? So Rav Asher Weiss, in his first piece on Parsha Shemos, has a whole discussion about non-Jewish names. And Rav Peter is one of his ammunition, that there were gedolim, the Baal Tosfos, that had non-Jewish.
Baal Tosfos, you could have got to what school? Mishnah.
Right, so he doesn't count. He doesn't count people like.
Right,
no. He doesn't count people like Rav Papa. Even though Rav Papa's not a Jewish name, it's a Babylonian name. Right? He doesn't count people like that. I don't know why. He counts like really Christian names, like Peter, even Hyrcanus. Right? Those are. What? Not that many. Not that many. Who else is there? There's a few others. Right? It's an interesting topic. Rav Moshe has a tshuva about it. So I just thought I'd point that out because we're not doing this Tosfos, don't worry. I just mentioned the guy who wrote it, with Peter. It's an interesting observation that there was someone in the I tried to he's mentioned in the Codex Judaico, he's mentioned, but there's nothing about him. Just as mentioned as one of the Bali Tosfos. He appears in other places in Shas, but it's not the only place. I think it's like three places that were Peter. What? You had him before? We did? Okay, I didn't remember. Okay. Somebody remembers what?
Otherwise I wouldn't recognize the name when you...
Right. Okay, good. I'm glad you remembered. I don't know if you had trouble making shidduch. I don't know. I don't understand how we could not have trouble. His name was Peter. Right. Anyway, Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, Zichalo al yedei acher. Let's say I want to give the gift to Mati. But I know that Mati is very, very humble. It's like I want to take it. So I go over to Simcha, and I say, Simcha, I'm giving you the shtar on Mati's behalf. I'm being mezakeh you on someone else's behalf. You allowed to do that? Yes, I'm allowed to do that. I ain't allowed to do that. That's a valid kinyan. Why? Even though the Rashbam said, that's a chov, we don't really believe that. It's not really a chov. Getting $1 million is not a chov. It's not a detriment. Right? Anyway, v'shasak, and Mati's in the room when this happens. He doesn't say a word. And then he opens up. So that's already a machlokas. That's but a machlokas for b'shem ben gamliel for a baron. That's a machlokas. The Tanya, because we learned in a brisa, hakosiv nechasiv la'acher. If somebody writes a present, a gift to someone else, v'hayu behen avadim, and in that gift are avadim, v'amar, and the fellow says, halo i'afshi behen, I'm not interested, thank you very much. That protest, that refusal, doesn't count for beans. If the second master who said no thank you but thank you, if that second master is a Kohen, Hare Elu Ochlim Betruma. Those Avadim eat Truma. Why? Because the Avadim of a Kohen eat Truma. Just because he protested and refused, that's nothing. Why? Because it's always nothing. Rishir Ben Gamil Omer, no. Kivin Sha'amar Halah Efshi Behen, since he said I don't want them, Kfar Zachu Behen Yorshin. It went back to the original owner, and then his yarshim will get it. Okay? Didn't we just say 2 minutes ago that when you give a gift, it doesn't go back to the original owner? So the Rashbam points out in the Rashbam of yarshim, klomar rishon. In other words, the first guy, the giver, or yarshim, or his yarshim. Aye, He doesn't hold for Rish Lakish. To Amar, who said, "Bequeezes Perak Hamevi, Hanotzei Matan Lachaveiro." If you give a gift, Amar Halot Yavshi Behen, Kol Machzik Bazachaba. Whoever grabs it, grabs it. He's a machlokus over there in Kriisos. Tanakam on top held like Rish Lakish. Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold like Rish Lakish. Huli held like this Virulei Larabat Larabat Larab and Shimon. The Daite the Hachi Yavle. He holds, like Rosh Shimon ben Gamliel, that who argues on Rish Lakish, that if you give a gift and the guy refuses, it does go back to you. That's not a machlokas. I didn't tell you that, Fox. I knew this is coming up. So it's a machlokas. According to Rish Lakish, you lose it. According to the people who argue on Rish Lakish, you don't lose it. Right. Uhaki Bafarish Bekrisis. Umi Uhilchas like Rish Lakish. Darshbam Paskin's like Rish Lakish. How do we Paskin as man as that? I don't know. The Rishbam passes like Rish Lakish. If you give a gift and the guy refuses, it doesn't go back to you. You've divested yourself from this gift. Whoever can grab it, grabs it. Okay? Anyway, that's a side point. Back to our discussion. Vavirimba. And we said, wait a minute. We asked. V'tanakama. Afilu omed v'tzoveach. But even if he's standing there screaming, he still gets the gift. That doesn't make any sense. We said, nobody disputes that. Nobody disputes that if you refuse from the minute this conversation begins. You keep refusing. You don't acquire it. You have the right not to acquire gifts. The pasuk does say, people that hate gifts are going to live. Whatever that means. You have the right to that. You have the right. So the Amar Rav Avitam Rav Yochanan, here's a story. Bitzavech meikara, if you're constantly refusing, if you get up and I don't want it from minute one, the kuli amalo pligi de lokani. Everybody agrees in that corner. That's no question about it. That's a machlokas. That's a machlokas. I walk in and say, I want to give you a gift. You say, I'm interested, thank you, I really don't want it, I really don't want it. Now you don't get it. You can't be forced to accept gifts. Does it go back to me? That's a machlokas. Shasak, if you're silent, you accept it, and then ulbasof tzaveach, and then you protest, the kuliyam alo pligit dekani. Everybody holds you get it. Why? It's like everything in your house. Once you made a kinyan, once you took it, you can't say, I don't want it. You can say you don't want it. It doesn't change the fact that it's yours. Complain all you want. Ki pligi, was the machlokas? The machlokas is only when there's a third person. When the giver doesn't give it directly to the recipient. He gives it to a third person on behalf of the recipient. And the recipient's in the room. And he doesn't say a word. Then he complains. So that's the machlokas. What's going on? Ki pligi. Shezichu ayde acher. You give it, I give it, I want to give it to Mati. So, but I know Mati Shai. So I'm going to give it to Simcha on behalf of Mati. Mati's in the room. Mati was silent. What does Mati's silence indicate? Bishasak. First he was silent. Ulbisov tzavach. Then he protested. So, Zanakama Savar, Tanakama holds, Middishasik, since he was silent, Kinyanu. Right? He gets it. He saw what's going on. He didn't say a word. That's no different than giving it directly to him and not saying a word. But the halacha is, once you make a kinyan on it, once you receive it, you can protest all you want from today till tomorrow. It's yours.
What kinyan is he making?
What do you mean? Give it to you. You're holding it.
Hagbah?
It's shtar. It's a shtar. I wrote a shtar. I gave you a shtar. The high, the katzavach. Now we've complained. What's he complaining about? The answer is, he regrets it. Why does he regret it? Maybe the tax collector's waiting outside. He regrets it. Right? I shouldn't have taken that gift. The whole thing's going to go to the kid. The kid's going to seize it now. I regret it. The answer is, too bad. No. The fact that you protest now indicates that you were protesting all along. Why did you say something all along? The answer is, why did you say something right away? The Savar, because there was a third person here. The Savar, Samati thought, ki kamati liyade mayatavach. Till I get it, why should I say anything? Why should I waste my words? Why should I say something till I get it? When I get it, I'll open my mouth. Till then, why should I bother? So the fact that it was given to Simcha on Mati's behalf, and Mati didn't say anything, did that indicate that Mati was okay with it? Not necessarily. That's the machlokas. If he accepted it and took it and then complained, everybody agrees it's a valid gift. If he didn't complain from minute one, he's complaining. Everybody agrees it's not a valid gift. The only machlokas is when there's a third person. Then you have a whole shiloh. What was his intention? Why did he say? Why was he quiet right away? Was it because he was lazy? He didn't want to bother. Why should I bother? Oh, when he gets it, I'll protest. I should bother now. Or no. Once, since he was silent, that's the same thing as giving it to him and he's silent. The fact that he woke up later, that's too late. So there's some kind of kinyan. You can't get car, you can't get anything in this world without a kinyan. So whatever the kinyan is, same issue. Whatever the kinyan is. What? He didn't make a kinyan. The kinyan was made to the set to the third party on his behalf. And when the kinyan was made to the third party, Mati was watching this happen. So if he protests, no, I don't want those. Thank you, but no thank you. He doesn't get it. Right? If, but if not, then he does. But if he didn't protest, that's the machlokas. Then when he gets to the protests, so I just put, why did you wait till now? Either because it's too late, or no. So why should I say something to him before? What should I say something for? The Rashbam actually says, you don't want to, look at the second line of the Rashbam, the second wide line. Hachiach sofo. You're quiet, you wake up now about your silence earlier. So why were you silent earlier? It's the gnai to protest too early. You hear this? That's what Bob says. Why should I protest now? I'll protest when I get it. Maybe he didn't realize that the halacha is that if someone's mezaki you, if I give it to a third party, it really belongs to him. He should have protested immediately. He intended on protesting him. He didn't want this gift. Why did he say something? So there's probably it's a gnai. It's a gnai. You know, you always have you always have this kind of thing. Where's what's his name? Well, you want to give him a gift? No, I don't want to give him a gift. We know where he is. Right? So that's what's going on here. Right? Don't jump the gun.
Well, how's the third party allowed to do
it? That's called zechiyah.
No, but he's asked, obviously.
What? It could because it's an objective schos. It's an objective schos. The fact, who doesn't want $1 million? Right? The fact that the Chazanish would not be interested in $1 million doesn't mean that the average person is not interested in $1 million. Right. Right? If someone called up the Chazanish and have a new coffee waiting in the lobby, he's not interested. Most people would be interested. Right? So objectively, you're interested. Right? Good? What? Good? No? Tanur Rabbanan. Next. It's all right. There are nafkaminas. What if he dies right away? Who does the Bechag HaPishnayim? There's a lot of nafkaminas. Yeah, all these questions could come up. He owes the taxes, he owes them to the government, the government's going to take it away from him. All these things can come up. What? What'd you say? What crack was that over there?
Practically, you take this shower and say, thank
you. No, so according to Rish Lakish, he can't do that.
Why?
Because once the person gives a gift, he has divested himself from his item. He can't give it back to him.
No,
it doesn't belong to him. It belongs to Hefker.
Oh, so you can take it now and re-gift it to
anyone you want. Right. Technically, yes. Technically, yes. Yes, because we're talking about a case where he died right away. So he can't do that. Now, does he own the property or not? Are there tax consequences? Are there Yerusha issues? All those come up. Okay, next. Tanur Rabbanan. Shchiv Meira, Sha'amar, a Shchiv Meira says, Tnu Masayim Zuz Laploni, give 200 to Ploni, Ushalosh Meos Laploni, and 300 to Ploni, V'arba Meos Laploni, and 400 to Ploni. Right? Says the Gemara, Ein Omrim, we don't say, Kalakodem B'shtar Zacha. We don't say that the Shchiv Meira gave them an order. In other words, let's say I write 200 to A, 300 to B, and 400 to C. Why is the number changing? We'll see in a minute. 200 to A, 200 to B, 300 to C. Sorry. A, B, C, and it goes up $100 each time. 100, 200, 300. Now, the guy dies. So A owns 100, B owns 200, C owns 300. Now, there's a guy who comes from left field and says, you know, this mace, this guy who died, he owed me money. Owed me money. So I'm going to go now and seize. He owed me money. I have a star. There's a lien. I'm allowed to collect now. So I'm going to collect from you, from A, B, and C, from you three guys. Well, the point is that you can't say one of these gifts predates the other. he first gave to A, and he first gave to B, and then he gave to C. The answer is, you can't say more than one thing at one time. But the Rashbam explains, what the intention was, you give it all together, at the same time. Therefore, since you said that, they're going to have to split the amount they have to pay this guy proportionally to what their gift is. That's what's going on over here. Okay? Got it? However, Aval, Omar, Tenu Masayim Zuz Laploni, give Masayim Zuz Laploni, the Achar of Laploni, then give Ploni, the Achar of Laploni, then give Ploni, you're stuck in the word Achar of, then Halacha changes, then Omrim, we say, Kol HaKod the Mishtar Zacha, whoever's earlier in the Shtar, whoever's the first one, gets the whole thing. Lafikach, therefore, Yatza Lo Shtar Chov. So a guy walks in and says, wait a minute, how can he give you gift? He owes me money. I'm seizing the money. What do? Go to the Achron, you go to the last guy first. Why do you go to the last guy first? That's how it works. That's how liens work.
You say, no, that's exactly what's a lien. So you take the money out, and then after you divide it. I mean, that first guy gets, there was 100, 200, and 300. You come out of 600 shekels altogether.
Right.
So the guy says, he owed me 200.
Right.
So then he takes that 200 and only
400.
So the first guy gets 100.
No, that's how we do it the first way we do it like that.
The last guy gets 100.
That's how we do it the first way.
No, but Menachem, we always do liens that way. Liens is whoever comes in last.
Last goes first. Why? That's the assumption.
No, that's
he's the least. He's the least secure.
Right. So he came last.
He came last. He's the least secure. So this guy's been owed money for 5 years. Now the guy gives on a debt and gives gifts to people? No, it doesn't do that. So the guy who's owed the money comes and says, what's going on here? You owed me the money 5 years ago. He gave gifts to everybody? C goes first, then B, then A.
Right.
That's how it works. Your suggestion is the first way, when he gave it all at the same time.
No, he suggests that you divide.
It's the same thing. We're making each all three pay proportionally at the same time.
$75, 25 for the first gifts.
No, that we don't say. We say it's proportionate to how much you got. So Rashbam says that.
That's how we pass.
Well, it could be it is how we pass it. It could be it is.
We always look at this way. Every time we come up with liens, the last guy...
Right, no. What if you give it at the same time? What if you give it at the same time? I'm giving 100 to him, 200 to him, 300 to him.
Oh.
So the Gemara says, you give it at the same time. You didn't say that. Yeah, but it's impossible to say that. Although it's not so impossible. Because you could have said, I'm giving 600 between the three of you.
Exactly.
Could have said that. The problem is that he wouldn't indicate you want to give more. We'll get to that in 1 second. Ain lo, that guy doesn't have, go not enough, go from the shalafanov. Then you go back to the second guy. Ain lo, go from the shalafanei shalafanov. You go back to the third guy, to the first guy. That's how it works. Now, the let's look at the Rashbam of gove mikulon. Gove mikulon. Right? It's the last Rashbam, the last words on the line, in the middle level lines. You see it? Gove mikulon. Sharei lekulam this kavin litim biyachad. You wanted to give to everybody at the same time. Ella, but in a dimachalotzi shnei devarim keechad. You can't take two things at once. Only Hashem could do that. People can't do that. The kagon shalosak beitayim. The giver wasn't quiet in between. The hainu nimlach lekaman b'mishemes. Like we said over there, hilchach. Therefore, go from mikulam min hamaat yimat min hamarav yarbe. He collects equally from the three. Min hamaat maat min marbe yarbe means proportionally. In commensurate with the gift, I got half of what you got, I'm going to pay half of what you pay. Right? I got 50, you got 100, I'm going to pay this guy half of what you're paying for the loan. Right? Now, skip to the next line. Hey, okay, kugon. Imba bal chov uchov tesha dinim. If the guy collects 9, how does that work? Govimina rishon, govimina masayim, beis, mina shalosh, meos, Shalosh dinar, 3. When a dalav meos, the arba dinar, 2, 3, and 4. Right? Which adds up to 9. Very simple. Okay? Now, which is basically the same thing you're saying. Same idea. Now, v'ha dinar kan hai sidra. Why on earth did we have this order of 1, 2, and 3, or 2, 3, and 4, whatever? Rebuzahu dinar kan. It's to teach me a chiddush. Why? Mishum seifa, in the seifa, right? Dehecha de amar acharav acharav, in the sefer where you did stick in the word acharav, which completely changed the halacha, the acharon acharon nefsad, the last guy loses first, right?
Afal gaf, even afal pi, even though she'ohevo shchiv mira yoser, litin lo matana meruva. Even though the shchiv mira loved this guy the most, why loved him the most? He gave him the most. He loved him the most. Still, the halacha is, if you say acharav, he loses first. Don't say, well, it's obvious that he wanted to give him the most. It's obvious he didn't want this to happen. He didn't want this guy from 5 years ago to come and take away that money. He gave him the most. Right? Answer is, too bad. That's why we have the numbers going in increasing order. Why do we have them go in the ratio increasing order? Because it's the same case, to be parallel. You hear this? You hear what the response says? You hear?
Yeah.
Yeah, what?
That's why he gave the most.
So he can lose the most. Right? That's what the Rashbam says. The Ramban argues. What? It doesn't make a difference, even if he didn't know. Right, you have to, you know, it doesn't make a difference. The point is, Bezin would not say, look, it's obvious he wanted to give him more. So it will change. There's no change in halacha. That's not halacha. Halacha is, last guy loses first. The Ramban says, the Rashbam says no. Only if you, how does he say it? The Ramban says no. He says only if the numbers are different would we ever say that he meant it to be at one shot. But let's say he said, I'm giving 100 to you, and 100 to you, and 100 to you. Same number. Then the Ramban says, then the second case would apply. It's as if he said acharecha. Why? You can't say two things at once. Then he would have said, I'm giving between the three of you, I'm giving 300. By the fact that he went out of his way and said, I'm giving you 100, you 100, you 100, it's an order, A, B, C. Just like you, and then you, and then you. Why does the Gemara give different numbers? Because there's no way to say that. There's no way to do that. Only then is the halacha that it goes in order. That it's all at the same time. Why? It's impossible to say two things at once. But if it is possible to say two things at once, if it is possible to say one shot, you understand what's going on?
Doesn't mean he disagrees with the Rashbam.
Not necessarily disagrees. He's giving an alternative shot. As the Rashbam says, even though he gave him the most, he still loses the most.
Right, Rambam could agree with that chiddush.
He could agree with that chiddush. Rambam has his own chiddush. The only time that halacha would apply that I can't say two things at once is if it's different amounts. We talk, I can't say two things at once. But if I gave everybody the same amount, and for whatever reason I was, instead of saying I'm giving between the three of you, giving 300, which would mistama mean each one's getting 100, I said you 100, you, then the halacha would be you go first, you go second, you go third.
The last one
goes first.
You have an alternative way of saying it.
Exactly. That's why the numbers are different. That's what Ramban says. That's Ramban's chiddush. Good? Makes sense. Never would have thought that on our own. Right. It's Achron Achron, it's not Chaviv.
No.
Right. What? Exactly. Okay, next. Tanu Rabbanan. Shchiv Mira Sha'amar, this is a whole new thing now. Shchiv Mira Sha'amar, Shchiv Mira says, Tanu Masayim Zuz Laploni, give $100 to Ploni, B'ni Bechor, my son, Kiroilo, like he's deserving. I want to give $200 to my son, my Bechor, Kiroilo, like it's fit for him. Says the Gemara, notel, is that a gift? Or is that a down payment on his Bechor, on his Yerusha? What is that? Is it a separate gift? Or is it just part of his Yerusha? Says the Gemara, it's a separate gift. Notel, he gets that gift of 200, and Vinotel is Bechor also. And he gets his Bechor too. It's considered a separate gift. Why? Because he's stuck in the words Kiroilo. What do you mean Kiroilo? Like you're deserving. Meaning, I'm giving you a gift. Im Amar Bib Koraso. But if he says, I'm giving you $200 because you're the Bechor. You're the Bechor. Now, the Bechor has a choice. Yadar Al Helyona. He has a choice. Well, he could say, well, how much is the Bechor? If it's more than 200, I'll take that. If it's less than 200, I'll take the 200. It's his choice. Whichever one he wants. Yadar Al Helyona. He has the upper hand. Rata Notlin, if he wants, he can take that 200. Rata Notl Bacharasa, or if he wants, he can take the Bachar. It's up to his choice. Similarly, Shchimra Sha'amar. A Shchimra on his deathbed says, Tnu Masayim Zuz Laplonis,
give 200 zuz to Plonis Ishto, my wife, Kiroilo, like she's deserving. Again, what does that mean? That means it's a gift. No teles, not lasan, she takes that 200, and for no teles has ksuvasa, she also gets her ksuva, exact same halacha. Im Omar biksuvasa, I'm giving you 200 like it says in the ksuva. So then it depends. Yoda alal yona. Rata litlot lasan. If she wants, she takes that. Rata notelas ksuvasa. If she wants, she can get her ksuva, whatever she wants.
What if the ksuva is less than
that? Then she can take the 200.
She gets the 200.
Yeah. Even though he loses lashon, exactly. Because I think he was just saying generic, right? I'm a cheapskate, but generic. Well, or maybe she's an almana.
Right.
So second one, but he uses generic lashon. She can pick. She can get the more. Why? Because he said a lashon like that. Shchiv mirash amar tenu matayim zuz laploni. If a shchiv mirash says give $200 to so and so, bal chovo. I owe this guy money. This guy owed money, so give him the money that I owe him. Kiroy lo, like I'm right to give him. So what does that mean? Same exact halacha. Notlin. That's considered a gift. He gets that money. V'notel chovo. He still owed the money. Considered a gift. V'yamamar b'chovo notli, v'yamamar b'chovo. But if he said, I'm giving him $200 like my chov, notlin b'chovo, he gets it as a chov. What if you only owed him 100? So all the mafarshim said, that's ribbis. Can't get a guy more than you owe. He has to give it back. Everybody else had a choice. They can take whatever they want. Here it's no choice, because if it's more than what you owed, it's called ribbis. So therefore, he only gets his chov. Right? If his chov was more than 200, he still owes him more. This is a down payment. If it's less, then he has to return it. Why? Because otherwise it would be ribbis.
Even though it kicks in after he dies?
Yeah. So the estate, you still owe things after you die.
But is that still ribbis if you're dead?
It's still ribbis? Why not?
You're dead. How could you do an aver if you're dead?
How could you do an aver if you're dead? It's a hard one to think about.
There's a bigger topic than this.
Yeah, there's a bigger topic than this. Okay, I don't know. That's a good question. I don't have to look into that. Now,
what? Literally,
he says, so the Gemara asks your question. The Gemara asks Yossi's question. Mishum da'amar kiroilo. Just because you stuck in the extra words kiroilo, notlin v'notel eschovo. Therefore, he gets the gift, and he still owed the money. Why should that be? V'dilma kiroilo b'chovo kamar. Maybe when he said, "I'm giving you what I owe you." Yeah, like you deserve. Yeah, the debt that I owe you. That's what you deserve. I'm giving you a gift. Why would you think that? Amar of Nachman Amar Lihuna Hamani Rabbi Akiva. This is Rabbi Akiva. The Dayek Lishna Yitzera. Rabbi Akiva was Medayek extra words. According to Rabbi Akiva, nobody says not one word extra. Never would say a word extra. Everybody's very medactic. When you say an apparent extra word, you meant it to be an extra thing. Otherwise, you never would have said it. So when you said Kuroyalo, you didn't have to say that. If you say, here's the money that I owe you. Here's the money that I'm giving you. Don't say a word. Here's the money that I'm giving you that you deserve. What'd you say that for? Obviously, it's a gift.
He says 200 and all he owes is 100. What does he mean by that?
I don't know what he means by that. That's a good question. I don't know what he means by that.
So
right, because nobody would say I'm giving ribbis.
Right, so
what does he mean by that? I don't know. Ditnan, we had this already. Lowest habar for lowest hadus. When a guy sells a house, the bor and the dus, the pit, the cistern, are not included. Why? Because their uses are considered so different that it's not included in the rubric of a house. Even though you wrote the depth and the height. What you meant was, not the pits though. And not only that, the buyer has to buy a path. Why? Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds that the seller has to buy a path to get to his pit. Why? Because Rabbi Akiva held that when you sell something, you sell to Ayin Yafa, so he even sold the path. No, you don't. Because the Chacham held, you sell to Ayin Ra, you kept the path for yourself. Ubod Rabbi Akiva, agrees. Bizman Sha'amalo, when the guy says, Chut me'elu, I'm selling you a house except for the pit. What'd you say that for? The pit's always excluded anyway. What'd you add in those words except for the pit? She'eno tzarech. If you said I'm selling you my hat, but not the pit. Pit's not included. Pit's never included. Why'd you say that? Obviously, you were withholding a path for yourself, right? Because you said something extra. Almost. What do you see? Kivan de lo tzarech.
since you don't need to say it, the ka'amar, and you said it anyway, l'tfuye milsa ka'asi. You're coming to increase something. What are you increasing? You're keeping the path for yourself. Hachanami, here too, kivun delo tzarech, the ka'amar, kivun delo tzarech, you didn't have to say it, the ka'amar, but you said it anyway, l'tfuye milsa ka'asi. You're keeping it for yourself. You're giving it, not keeping it for yourself, you're giving something extra. So when you said, I'm giving you the chov, kiroilo, you didn't have to say those words. Those words are extra. What do you mean to do? You meant to give him a gift. Okay, next. Tanu Rabbanan. Shchiv Mirasha Amar. Mona yesh li etel ploni. Listen to this. Strange halacha. A guy on his deathbed says, you know that ploni owes me money? Ploni owes me money. Ha'edim kosvin al pi. I'm sorry. Tanu Rabbanan. Shchiv Mirasha Amar. Mona yesh li etel ploni. Ploni owes me money. I have my money by him. He owes me money. Do we know he owes him money? We have no idea. A guy on his deathbed says, so-and-so owes me money. Ha'edim kosvin, the edim will write that down, afal pi, she'ain makirin. Even though they have no idea that if it's true or not. They have no idea if it's true. Lefikach, therefore, kishu gove, when the children that want to collect from this ploni, tzarech lavi raya, tivir remeir, they're going to have to bring a raya, says remeir. They have to bring a raya. Why are we writing it down? We're writing it down because the old man said. Does that have any validity? No, it's really a reminder. It's a reminder. By the way, kids, go investigate this. We'll write it down. It's no problem. What's the downside of writing it down? We're going to see in a minute what the downside is. But says Rameir, what's the downside? Write it down. They want to collect. They're going to have to prove it. Right? They're going to have to prove it. Yeah. Even though... So what does writing it down help? Anyway, you're going to have to bring proof. What does it help? It'll help. So that's a reminder. The Rivash says it'll help to force these guys to give a shvuah. It'll be enough of a power to give to make a shvuah tesis. They don't owe it. That's one pshat. The Sma says it's very hard to deny when something's written down. It's very hard for the guy to deny it. It's written down. Eden signed that the guy said. It's very hard to be so brazen, to be such a chutzpah. That's not true. A little hard. That's how they would write it. Even though they're going to have to prove it anyway. But at least they'll get the first base. The guy's not going to deny it straight out in his face. This is what the Sma says. V'chom omrim, in kosvin, no, you don't write it. Elinim ki mekirin, unless we know it's true. L'fikach, therefore, kishu goveh, when you collect it, ein tzarech l'havi raya. You don't have to bring a raya, we know it's true. Ask everybody, how could you write a document without the other guy being there? How can we do this? Oh, we know it's true, the Edom know it's true. You can't write it. Can you imagine this, halacha? So, the Chazon Ish says, the Rav Chanan says, it might be a tatakana only by Shechiv Merah. We'd never else make a rule like this. What? So what? But the guy who owes the money is not in the room. You can't have. You know what the problem is? The problem is it's called it's mipi ksavam. That's not edus. There's no edus of the event. That's one shot. Yeah, the Chazon Ish says, oh, maybe it's not a question of edus mipi ksavam. Okay, let's try to get to the Mishnah. You know, we're not going to get to the mission. I'm sorry. Amar of Nachman, Amar Lihuna, Tana, Remeir Omer, Ein Kosvin, V'Chom Omer, Kosvin. Okay, he said, Remeir said you don't write it, V'Chom said you do, the opposite. Not Remeir, Lo, Amar, Ella, Mishum, Bezdin, Toin. Why did Remeir say, don't write it? Because if a Bezdin is going to make a mistake, what's going to happen? I'm going to come to Bezdin, Bezdin is going to see some document with Edom on it, they're going to enforce it. It's baloney. It's not baloney, it has to be verified. The Bez is not going to realize. They're going to see a document. Edom are signing it. It says Reuven owes Shimon money. They're coming to collect. Bez is going to make a mistake. They're not going to realize this is only something that a Shechiv Merah said. There's no validity to this. Amar of Dini Min Hardai. Hilchus ha'in choshin lebez and toyin. Nah, we don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. That's not going to happen. But Bez is so foolish. Bez is a bunch of amateurs. Nah. So the Gemara says, "Why is this different than Rava?" The Amar Rava ain cholzin. You don't do chalitza. Elim kein makirin. Unless you know who all the parties are. Guy walks in and says, "I'm the brother-in-law." We don't allow chalitza. I'm sure why not? It's a downside. Or ain manin. We don't allow meal. We don't allow a girl to refuse the marriage of her mother or her brother. Elim kein makirin. Unless you recognize everybody.
We don't know who everybody is. Lafika, guy walks in out of the blue. Hi, I'm the daughter. We don't do it. Lafika, kosvin get chalitza v'get miyan, afal pisha ein mekirin. Therefore, we will write a get, chalitza or a get miyan. Why? Because we're going to verify that we know what's going on over here. Right? Why? Ah, mishum lechoshin lebezin toin. It must be because lechoshin is for bezin toin. So the verse is low. Bezdin basar bezdin, bezdin basar bedina lo daiki. Nah. Once a Bezdin does something, that we're not going to worry about another Bezdin. That's never going to happen. In other words, one Bezdin is never going to second guess another Bezdin. And one Bezdin is never going to make a mistake based on the psak of an earlier Bezdin. But Bezdina Basar Edim Daiki. That will be a mistake. In other words, the first star is not Bezdin, just Edim. That, a second Bezdin can make a mistake. That might happen. Bezdin's going to say, oh, there's a document here, it's signed, oh, go enforce it. They're not going to realize there's no document here. Just signed on the word of a shkimira. That's a chashash. But to say that a bezin is gonna undo another bezin, that we don't say. That's not gonna happen. Right? Once one bezin says something, you can take that to the bank, every bezin in the world. I'm not afraid that a second bezin is gonna mistake of the first bezin. To mistake Adam, that could happen. Alright, we'll stop here. I know we rushed at the end a little bit, but we'll stop here and everybody have a very good day, and we'll resume tomorrow by the Mishnah. Okay, good.
Menu looking for.
Well, I don't know, one second, I'm going to ask you.